This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has formally recognized that the systematic killings and deportations of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Empire forces in the early 20th century were genocide, using a term for the atrocities that his White House predecessors have avoided for decades over concerns of alienating Turkey. With the acknowledgement, Biden followed through on a campaign promise he made a year ago Saturday, the annual commemoration of the Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, to recognize that the events of 1915 to 1923 were a deliberate effort to wipe out Armenians. Later Saturday, Turkey's foreign ministry summoned U.S. Ambassador David Satterfield to Ankara. The ministry said Deputy Foreign Minister Sedat Onal told Satterfield that Ankara rejected Biden's comment and found it unacceptable and condemned it in the strongest terms. A statement added that it would cause a wound in ties that will be hard to repair. Malaysia's prime minister said on Saturday that Myanmar's top general and coup leader had agreed to receive an Association of Southeast Asian Nations envoy in the troubled Southeast Asian nation. Muhyiddin Yassin said that it would be at an appropriate or suitable time and provided an opportunity for ASEAN to play a key role in helping to resolve this crisis. Southeast Asian leaders also demanded an immediate end to killings and the release of political detainees in Myanmar. Saturday's summit was the first time that senior general Min Aung Hlaing traveled out of Myanmar since the coup, which was followed by the arrest of Aung San Suu Kyi and many other civilian political leaders. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. An Indonesian submarine that went missing off the coast of Bali has sunk, according to the country's navy, dashing hopes that its 53 crew would be saved. We get more from Reuters' Olivia Chan.
Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff Yudo Margono said a scan had detected the 44-year-old vessel over 2,700 feet undersea. The submarine lost contact on Wednesday as it prepared to conduct a torpedo drill. Rescuers have sent more than a dozen search helicopters and ships to the area where contact was lost. Indonesia's Navy has said it is investigating whether the submarine lost power during a dive. It also said the vessel could not carry out emergency procedures because it descended to a depth well beyond its survivable limits.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. India continues to struggle with the largest surge in coronavirus cases around the world. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
For the third day in a row, India has set a global daily record with more than 346,000 coronavirus cases. That's according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. India's total of more than 16 million cases now ranks behind only the United States. Hospitals are being overwhelmed, and even some who managed to find a bed are suffocating with oxygen in short supply. Mohan Sharma tells Sky News his father died outside a hospital in Delhi Friday. Sharma was back Saturday with his grandfather.
No one's seen him either.
India's health ministry reports another 2,600 deaths in the past 24 hours. That's pushed India's confirmed toll to more than 189,000 people. I'm Ben Thomas.
It's getting crowded on the International Space Station, where four more astronauts, including two Americans, arrived Saturday, bringing the total number to 11. AP's Julie Walker reports.
It's the biggest group up there in more than a decade, and SpaceX's third crew capsule in less than a year. Astronaut Megan MacArthur.
We're just really excited to be here and be part of this historic mission with the two Dragons on board. First reuse of a capsule, first reuse of a booster. It's just a tremendous achievement.
The reuse of the capsule is an essential part of SpaceX founder Elon Musk's push to the moon and Mars.
Almost half a century since humans were last on the moon. It's too long. We need to get back there and have a permanent base on the moon.
Four astronauts from the station return to Earth Wednesday. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.